called you?
AVA.
She used to look at me, now I find a simply
irresistible. Welcome back for one more chorus. Robert Palmer. The guy thinks he's Bruce Springsteen or something.
Are you done this time?
There you go.
Robert Palmer!
I thought he might be coming back again, Don.
On Rock and Roll Radio, WAVA, Simply Irresistible, 3 before 7 with Don and Mike. Are you ready for the true or false game?
Yes, I certainly am. Can I play the first couple?
All right, you can have the first two.
All righty.
The average person in Iowa makes love twice a day.
True.
That is true.
Thank you.
Morgan Fairchild has a tattoo of a rose on her left buttock.
False.
True.
Absolutely
no,
true.
Darn it, I thought I saw her in a movie. Hello, WAVA.
Good morning, Don and Mike.
Hello, my friend. Who is this?
This is Tom Mann.
And where are you calling from, Tom?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C., where I work.
True or false? German women bathe on the average once a week.
True.
False. Twice a week.
Twice a week? Oh, that was a trick question.
Hello, WAVA.
Yes, my play is true and false.
How old are you?
15.
Oh, darn it. You got to be 16 to play this game.
Oh,
hello.
So close.
WAVA.
Hello?
Hi, how old are you?
15.
Oh, darn it. Darn it, you got to be 16. Hi, WAVA.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Americans eat 200,000 Pop-Tarts a day. True or false?
True.
Absolutely true, my
All right.
Friend. We're a Pop-Tart loving country.
Good
and you've won a pair of tickets for the new Chuck Norris movie, which is called Hero in the Terror, okay?
All right, great. Thanks a lot.
All of our winners get those. Hold on a second. Hi, WAVA.
Hi.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Eric.
Oprah Winfrey. Well, how old are you?
16.
16, so he just makes the cut.
Oh, no. You got to be 17.
Oh, you just raised it.
You got to be 17. Hello, WAVA.
Hello.
Hi, Oprah Winfrey wears a size 10 shoe. True or false?
False.
That is false.
What is her shoe size? Does it say?
No, it doesn't say, but
darn
it's
it.
Not a 10. Hello, WAVA.
Good morning. I want to play true or false, please.
Okay. More American men than women dye their hair.
Oh, false.
That is false.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. Hold on a second. Hi, WAVA.
Yeah, good morning. You already got to me.
Okay, hold on a second. Hello, Power 105.
Hi, is that on mic?
Yes, sir. Burt Reynolds used hair from his private parts in his most recent hair transplant. True or false?
False.
False. And that is... Yes, false.
False, it is false.
Indeed, that one is false.
Oh, boy. Woo! That was a biggie. I was waiting for that answer.
Hold on a second. Good morning, WAVA. Hey, we ran out of music there. There we go. Hello.
Hey.
Hi, who's this?
Anisha.
And how old are you?
18.
All right. Sherman Hemsley. You know who Sherman Hemsley is?
No.
On the Jeffersons, George Jefferson.
Wheezy, I tell you, Wheezy.
Sherman Hemsley wears elevator shoes. True or false?
True.
Is it true?
Hold on, I was grabbing a song. I'll be right back.
Okay, you got the answers in front of you. I don't have the answers, so I'm
oh, waiting. That's right. It's true.
It is true.
All right. Congratulations.
Way to go, ma'am.
Hold on a second. Hello, WAVA. Hello.
Hello.
John?
John Hinckley, put that down for false. He thinks everything's false.
Hello, Power 105.
Yeah, I want to play true or false.
All right. Cows have a basic understanding of the English language. True or false?
True.
You idiot, that's false. One more. Hello?
You already came to me, guys.
All right. Hello, WAVA.
Don Mike.
Yes, sir. 40% of American women regularly fake having an orgasm.
True.
Hey, absolutely. Tell me about it.
No more running down the wrong road. Dancing to a different drum. Can't you see what's going on?
To work for, because we basically tell you the truth, we think they should have kept the Sheik and got rid of that high-priced rookie.
Yeah, I got to agree with you.
So what
kind of person is he?
Yeah, what kind of guy is
well,
he?
Well, I don't work for him. I work with him. He's my partner.
Oh, you're the partner in the
yes,
enterprise.
Sir.
All right. So, well, what is it like to have Ali Haji Sheik as a partner in a business?
It's good. He knows what he's doing back here, but he should be playing football.
Yeah, listen, I got to tell you one thing. If you could mention this to Ali, and if you're a partner with him, then it'll be even better because you're obviously his friend, right?
That's correct.
There's a gal who works with us here on our morning show at WAVA, and her name is Diana.
Right.
And she's been out with Ali a
couple of times.
Okay.
And I think that the last time that they were together, it was one of those deals where Ali, you know, got up in the middle of the night and went home. And she's been really upset about it. If you could just tell him to call Diana.
I don't know what his wife will say about it.
Well,
no, I'm just a kid. I know Diane is a friend of his and Michelle's, so that's not a problem.
Okay.
And I will pass on that message still.
All right. Well, thank you, my friend.
And also tell him we're sorry to see him go.
Yeah, he's going to end up beating you guys sometime.
That's right.
You watch. And I'll tell you now, that kicker's not going to last.
Lo Miller, I don't think so either. Hey, what do you think about Jay Schrader?
Schrader? Well, he's going to be a good quarterback on some other club.
What, are you a Giants fan?
No, I'm a Jet fan.
Oh, a Jet fan.
P.U.
All right. That's like minor league football.
Yeah, well, some things you got to live with.
Yeah, Ken O'Brien, he's retarded, right?
He is. He's got problems.
He's got problems. All right.
Don't tell me like Mark Gastineau.
Who's he?
All right. Goodbye, my friend.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
True New Yorker.
You know, you can rub a sports fan like that. Can you get a sports fan? Hey, Ken O'Brien, he's retarded, isn't he? Yeah. The call to Larry Holmes, Shoeshine, and Parking Lot.
Just so you know, Diana, in tears in the back room right now, thinking about her torrid romance with...
Ali! You know, we should explain that again. The thing is, Diana, who works with us, last year, she had a boyfriend who was... We used to call him the Sheik. The Sheik.
Right, he was... What was
Pakistan or something.
Iranian or something like that.
Anyway, and at the Halloween party last year, he was dressed like...
A Sheik.
A Sheik.
Right.
So we called him Sheik all the time. And then Diana tragically, this romance went down in flames. This was a crash. They couldn't even find the black box.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this thing is smoldering. I can still smell the smolder of this burning relationship.
So after that relationship was over, we made a few comments that she should maybe strike up a romance with
Ali.
Haji Sheik.
Ali Haji Sheik. She didn't ever seem to really go for the joke, which is why we continued it. That's usually how we continue our jokes. If people don't seem to like them, that kind of fuels us.
Being the cruel, insensitive pigs that we are.
So that's why we say that about Ali Haji Sheik. But the good news is, he's going to call Diana, as you heard the guy at Wannabagel say.
Absolutely, and maybe they can pick up where they left off.
It's 11 after 7 at Power 105. Oh, one more number staring me in the face.
Yeah?
Duffy Stroud.
Duffy Stroud! His daddy pulled him out of school because he was screaming at the principal, preach. And he told the preacher to go to hell. Now, is that the latest development today? The Duffy Strode's parents have pulled him out of school?
Yeah, they said that they're going to teach Duffy at home. And we interviewed that mother one time, Duffy Strode's mother. And so I'm sure he'll get a really good education at home.
All right, well, there is our first ring to the Strode residence. Although I'm sure that maybe they're going to just unplug their phone after a while.
Yeah.
Even nuts like these folks have to get tired of it after a while.
The Strode family. Not to be confused with the Adams family.
The Strode family. Da 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 da. 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 They're creepy and they're kooky.
Mysterious and spooky.
They're really full of hooky. The Strode family. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Well, they're not at home, so that's it for today. I guess we strike out on the Strodes, but it's a score with Ali Haji Sheik.
Yeah.
And Larry Holmes, Shoeshine Parking Lot, coming up at 8:30 this morning.
Creeps, white, Catholic, and obese. Don and Mike's Morning Zoo on WAVA. Ain't they creeps?
Thank you, Holly and Lou, the strolling minstrels for the Morning Zoo. Mm-hmm. 18 past 7, got Huey Lewis coming up in this half hour. And when you hear Perfect World, that's the power song for $105 in New York City. German tourist Otto Henning tried to kill himself by leaping from the 14th floor of the Presidential Hotel.
Leaping?
Leaping.
Okay.
Leaping. Leaping lizards. But he landed on a 13th floor terrace.
Oh.
He jumped from there, landed on the 11th floor terrace.
Oh, the poor guy.
Where he broke his arm and called off the suicide attempt.
Oh, no.
A surgeon from Bangladesh told a recent Asian pediatric meeting how ordinary paper cups, when bent into the proper shapes, could replace more expensive surgical equipment.
Oh, really?
In a poor and developing country, the paperclip has been our answer.
Oh, God.
And finally, in Papua New Guinea, the cost of a wife has risen.
Oh, no.
Inflation has struck New Guinea. Cost of a wife has risen from 26 pigs to 85 pigs in the past year.
Well, I guess I'll have to cancel that vacation now.
I guess Reaganomics doesn't work for everybody, does it? It is a 19 past 7. Have you seen Freddie outside? I didn't see his Benz a moment ago.
Freddie is hanging out right in the hallway.
Hey, Freddie.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I didn't see you this morning, Fred.
Oh, how the heck are you? God, I feel great today. I really do. Have you seen the USA Today today?
Freddie, I have a copy of it, and you are on the front page of the life section with a gigantic color photo, and you look great. You look handsome. God.
I am so happy. I am so thrilled. Can I be honest with you? You know, it's so nice to finally get out of that uniform that I always wear with a fedora and that ripped sweater, and finally they took a picture of me, Freddie, without the hat and dressed the way I normally dress in a tuxedo. That's the way I like to hang around the house. That's the real Freddie. I don't even wear the glove a lot of times, you know, because the glove's just a prop. But can I read this? This is beautiful stuff.
Sure, it's some of the article about you in today's USA Today.
Everybody likes Freddie, it says here. This is the article on me, Freddie Krueger. And incidentally, folks, God bless all of you for going out and seeing the movie because things are doing great. Everybody likes Freddie because he trashes middle-class society. They finally got it right. That's true. That's what I say. It says Freddie's the guy that trashes the rich girl's party you weren't invited to. That is Freddy Krueger in a nutshell, and I just want to say, I am pleased as punch that Freddy is doing this well. It is delightful for me. It's catapulted me to stardom beyond my wildest dreams. I'm buying a new house out in Los Angeles. I'm going to buy some new cars. I just feel great. I'm on cloud nine.
I've got a paragraph here that I'd like to read for those people who might not know who you are even yet.
I'm sure there are one or two of them.
It says, Freddy Krueger has a rubbery, disfigured face,
yeah.
Wears a glove with 5-inch razors,
yeah,
and
course.
Torments and kills teens in their sleep.
Yeah, those are my movies. And really incredible popularity among teens and also people in their early 20s, which is exactly what I'm trying to appeal to. That's
a lot of people in Virginia, too.
Yeah, people in Virginia are very hip. You know, I am probably one of the hippest movie stars known to mankind. I really am. I feel great. This is unbelievable success, baby.
All right.
And I want to thank you, Don.
All right.
Because if I can be, you know, if I can be a little smoothie now, I
stop
just want to say,
friend.
You, baby. You've been responsible for a lot of my success.
Stop it, my friend.
Having me on the show, God bless you, man. I really
Thank
love you,
you
and I love this show, and I love the city of Washington.
All right, well, let's take a couple of calls for Freddy Krueger. He's really not a bad monster.
No, I'm not. I'm a nice guy. The movie, you know, it's a little, if you got a weak stomach, don't go see it.
Hello, Power 105.
Yeah, Freddy.
Hello, how are you?
Okay. In your movie, how did that meatball taste you ate off that pizza?
Now, I don't discuss any details of the film, sir. I'll tell you why, because I want everybody to go out and see it themselves. I don't want anybody to give it away, okay?
Well, I'll tell you, you must have a pretty strong stomach to eat something like that.
Oh, yeah. That's a great scene in the movie. Did you like Nightmare 4?
Yeah, it was good.
God bless you.
Why don't you find out how old this guy is? See if he's right in your demo there.
Maybe he's in the demo. If he's older, all the better. How old are you, sir?
22.
That's right there. Prime demo. Early 20s. God bless you. God
Hello.
Love you.
WAVA.
Good morning, Don and Mike. How y'all doing?
Actually, Freddy's here right now.
Freddy, how you doing, buddy?
I am just on the top, on the tower of Pisa. I feel great. What can I do for you?
You're very handsome on all your movies this year.
Thank you.
I got a question for you. Two questions. Number one, where do you get your makeup to do all your stuff at? And number two, where did you find your razor blades?
Well, makeup, I really don't use a lot of makeup, sir. Just a little pancake right before I go on camera. A little touch-up, you know, something around the eyes to make me look a little brighter. But no makeup is used. And what was the second question?
Okay, right.
What was the second question?
Second question is, where do you get your long razor blades at?
That's a prop that we use, and I made them myself down in the basement.
Hello, Bauer 105.
Hey, I want to ask Freddy something.
You want to ask Freddy something? Freddy's here to answer your question. Go ahead, pal.
Okay, question number one. When was the last time you got a manicure?
Oh, I love those jokes. That is great. You know, have you seen Nightmare 4?
Yeah.
Oh, go out and see it again. God bless you. That's funny.
I got one more for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, when was the last time you went to a dermatologist?
Hey, thank you, pal. You're great. Really, I hope you see it a dozen times. You're a sweetheart. I love you.
One more call, Freddy. You got a sense of humor.
Oh, I
Hello,
do.
WAVA.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Freddy to please just stay out of my dreams.
Oh, can I be serious for a second?
I want you to leave my wife and my family alone.
Yeah, now some people go see the film, Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street 4. And some people have nightmares after that, and I really apologize. I really don't have anything to do with that, and I don't take any responsibility, okay? Don't try any Freddy tricks at home. That's what
is
I always
it, Isn't it true that you're going to have your very own version of that song, Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car, coming out soon?
Yeah, you know, we're doing a play up on the dream thing, but I really, anybody that has nightmares after they see my films, I sincerely, from the bottom of my Freddy Krueger heart, I really want to say I am sorry. It's not my intention. I just want people to go out and escape to the movies.
All right, Freddy. Well, as always, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to see you, Don. Listen, when are you coming out to L.A.? Come on out. We'll have lunch, all right? See you later. Bye-bye.
Freddy Krueger, one hell of a nice guy.
He really is a sweetheart, isn't he?
And, you know, Freddy always smiled. What's he wearing today? Polo?
I think.
He always smells so good.
Smells like bleach.
David?
Will the fire chiefs spot the fire code violations here? Good morning, Washington. I am David Haynes. News, update, and comment brought to you by Rich's Great Outdoors. Washington, have you heard? More than 7,000 fire chiefs from all over the USA and 25 other countries begin arriving here in D.C. tomorrow for the annual convention of the International Association of Fire Chiefs. Big annual convention here. And I wonder how many of those fire chiefs from all across the USA and around the world will be staying at those six big D.C. hotels that haven't been fire inspected in several years and that have fire code violations. Manassas, residents who live near that big shopping mall, Williams Center, under construction next to the Manassas Battlefield, while nearby homeowners now complaining of blasting at the construction site, blasting, damaging their homes. Developer Hazel Peterson, to investigate those complaints, blasting in the area is clearing the way for water and sewer lines under I-66 and near Williams Center Boulevard. WAVA, taking care of business. Redskins owner Jack Kent Cook says he may sell his cable TV holdings in various parts of the country. Could carry a price tag of $1.5 billion. On David's baseball scoreboard, guess what the Baltimore Orioles did last night that they haven't done in nearly 4 years? They won a doubleheader. Yeah. Orioles took two from Seattle and the same score in both games, 4-3. Minnesota Twins win 8-2 over Detroit, but Boston lost to California 4-3. Yanks won 7-6 over Oakland. Mets won 2-1 over L.A. Cubs edged out Houston 3-2, and Pittsburgh fell to Cincinnati 6-2. David Haynes, Burnt Toast and Coffee Time, 727, 27 after 7.
Not looking very good this morning for the Shirley Highway. Pretty much because of that accident southbound direction, it was south of Duke Street, and all the lanes are open for you now. At one point, only the right shoulder was getting by in the outbound direction. It's still going to be slow going southbound, but inbound, very slow, bumper to bumper from Lorton all the way up past the Beltway up to Duke Street. That's one big backup, and you want to expect those extra delays. The lanes are open for you, though. Inbound 66, you'll find delays in Centerville into Fairfax Center Parkway, and again at 123. And back in the district on the freeway westbound, so near the post building over past South Cap, and watch out for disabled on New York Avenue, North Cap in the right lane, stay to the left to get by. Expect those delays from Brentwood Parkway, and it's slow getting to the Wilson Bridge on the inner loop back at Livingston Road, and we do have an accident northbound Edmonston Road at Powder Mill Road, and it's going to be slow for you all four directions. This traffic update brought to you by Stouffer's Concourse Hotel, and I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Just ahead of much more music on the Morning Zoo with Don and Mike. Here's your fun-loving Washington weather. Today, going to be a lot like yesterday. Sunshine, blue sky, high 88 degrees today. Then tonight, clear, star-filled heavens, overnight low 68. Tomorrow, same as today, sunny, high 88. Sunshine here at the nation's capital this morning. Relative humidity 80%, wind southwest at 5. Temperatures, Delta 65, BWI 64, National 68. 68
fun-loving degrees.
Say hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I was calling because you had asked earlier about someone who knew or had had the breast lifting that Cher, well, I don't know if it was the same way Cher had it done or not.
Oh, you had your breast lifted?
Well, implants and lifting, yeah.
Okay, well, now Cher didn't have implants, I don't think. Is it possible to just have your breast lifted?
Sure, they can do that afterwards, as a matter of fact.
So that you can have implants and then have them lifted.
But I had it done at the same time.
But do you have to have implants to have them lifted?
Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying. I think I'm pretty sure if I know my Cher stuff, she just had her breasts lifted.
I'm a nurse. No, you can just have them lifted if that's all you need, if there's enough, if you're satisfied with the size.
And are you satisfied with the size?
Oh, afterwards, yeah. I wasn't before.
You're pretty proud now, huh?
Well, yeah, after you've had two children, and where they hang down like...
to your knees?
About, what is it, Bagley, the little dog with the floppy ears.
Oh, dear.
A dachshund?
Oh, yeah, like, real bad.
Real bad.
Yeah.
But now they're good as new, huh?
Yeah, 36C, yeah.
How's your husband feel about that?
Oh, he likes it.
He likes it, huh?
Great.
Tell me something. Not that I'm inquiring because my wife's boobs hang down to her knees or anything, but is that an expensive procedure?
Well, I'm a nurse, and my husband's a medical rep, so we kind of got a discount, but it was over $3,000.
A little over $3,000.
$3,000. What do you think the average Joe out there would have to, or Joanne would have to pay for this procedure?
Probably, I don't know, maybe $1,000 more.
Maybe $1,000 more.
$4,000.
We're talking $4,000 then. That would be $2,000 each.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just get one done. All right, well, thanks.
Okay, you're certainly welcome.
Thanks, bye. Bye. We'll play a song by Cher here in just a moment.
And would be implants and lifted done.
Dave?
At 7:30, 7:30, I am David Haynes. News, update, and comment brought to you by Britches Great Outdoors on W.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
AVA!
Don and Mike!
All right, my friends, say it and win when you hear Huey.
W-A-V-A. News.
Music Tower.
W-A-V-A.
Cher back in 70-something. 7:36. We've got a mic, and we are ready for a rotating random telephone scan, which we never got to last hour.
No, call us right now at 432-9282.
And we'll take your live call. Sire, I'll find someone.
Before she had her breasts, lift 39 WAVA. When it hits, I'm Donald P. Geronimo. And good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we are fat.
We are white.
We are Catholic.
And we are
sick about it, my friends.
Thursday weather.
Thank you, Oprah's. Sunshine today. Really nice. Wear something flimsy, gals. With a high 88. Mm-hmm. It's the Sunny and Fair show.
Fair.
Gypsies, tramps, and fleas.
But every night all the men will come around.
Yeah, later, money, Dean.
Look, tonight will be 68.
Thursday weather.
Thank you, ladies. And tomorrow, sunny again with a high 88. It is 68 WAVA Good Guy Degrees because
we are good guys.
Still listening for Huey Lewis and Perfect World from the brand new record called Small World. We're going to play that in a second. That is the Say and Win song. Did you catch? We have a phone scan coming up here. Take your live calls at 432 WAVA. Police near Bradenton, Florida stopped a driver after a 90 mile per hour car chase.
Wow.
Finding the driver, Jan Bam. Camping, age 32, an assistant district attorney, was nude from the waist down.
Uh-oh.
Her male companion, also an assistant DA, was dressed. She was how do you say that word?
Indignant?
Indignant.
All right.
Again, you've helped me out. Indignant.
Well, Quayle used that word the other day.
At police, screaming that it's not against the law to drive in the nude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dan Quayle, although I'm not the biggest Dan Quayle fan. It says here in the newspaper, I think they should give the guy a break. He's had to put new locks on his doors.
Mm-hmm.
They've had to have their phone number changed because too many people knew their old unlisted number.
Right.
Now the media outside his house has started building a command post with radio and TV communication, a toilet, and running water in Dan Quayle's backyard. The camera crews jumped to their feet at any sign of life. Mm-hmm. They taped Marilyn Quayle picking up the mail. They caught his daughter coming back from horseback riding. They recorded his son, Tucker, on a bike. They zoomed in on two boys walking a dog, even though none of the cameramen were sure if either of them was Dan Quayle's kids.
Well, that's the way it is outside of my house every day. All those reporters camped out there. Hey, you know, it's just, welcome to the big time, Danny boy.
So I feel sorry for Dan Quayle. So give the guy a break. Police in Flint, Michigan were called to an X-rated movie theater after a passerby spotted a body in the back of a station wagon.
Oh, my God.
That's right. The driver who was in the porno theater told police he was briefly stopping en route to a funeral home in northern Michigan.
Oh, no.
The body was covered with a blanket and placed on a gurney in a car.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, I have a story that I think is cute about Bart. Just last night, something he said just right out of the blue that just made me laugh. We were laying in bed together. We were watching the last few minutes of Alice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
And we're pretty honest and open with Bart. And Bart looked at me. And this is not a joke. This is just something he said I think is cute. He looked at me and he said, Daddy, we have penises.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes, we do.
Right.
And then he pulled down his underpants and he said, mine's getting bigger.
Really?
Meaning that he's getting to be a bigger boy.
Well, it's good that he's got an awareness of his body. All kids should have that.
And that whole conversation just struck me as cute / weird / funny / I said, yeah, that's a good boy. That's a good boy. Let's watch TV.
That's true. I think, well, what do the books say? The books say you should encourage a child to have an awareness of his own body. Isn't that right?
Yes.
So,
and he does. He does. He does.
Obviously so.
And he's growing up, he says. All right. Well, that just struck me as weird. I don't know. 7:42 at WAVA. It's just me and my pathetic life. And we'll be back with a phone scan in just a moment at Power 105.
Well, Molly, this is it. They're sending me up the river. See ya.
Look. What is the problem with the WAVA phone scan here?
Well, we're getting a lot of calls, and that's not the problem. But people are calling with these great jokes, but they're just non-arable jokes.
Disgusting? Is that what they are?
Filthy, yeah.
Filthy
funny.
Jokes.
They're funny jokes, but they're just filthy. They're non-arable jokes.
So now give me the whole routine like you just gave it to me.
No.
No, come on. You sounded like Mary Richards.
Well, this a lady called because her son had called a few times and wanted to talk to you, but I wouldn't let him through because he didn't have anything to say. So the mother called and said, oh, you know, she complained and she wanted her son to be able to talk to you. So I had her on hold and she was going to talk to you.
Yeah.
And I went back to check because we were going to go into commercials and I wanted to explain. And, well, the son was there and he
said a dirty word, didn't he?
Well, I really don't know. But, yeah, he asked if we could call him back, but then he explained he would call us back tomorrow.
Oh. And then right about that time, Diana said, and Mr. Grant, nobody else is calling, Mr. Grant.
Diana, it's a tough job manning
the... Geronimo, Mr. O'Mara.
Tough job manning the WAVA phone lines,
really,
isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
The abuse that this woman takes sometimes.
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, won't you please help make Diana's life a little easier? I mean, she's been crying her eyes out ever since Ollie left town.
And this just is the icing on the cake for her. She can't stand it out there, so please be gentle.
Thank you, my friends. We'll be back, hopefully, with some calls at WAVA appearances ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. It was
before David and Kim started honing in and taking all of our territory away from us.
We did those back in, what, the early 50s, wasn't it?
That's right. 7:49 at WAVA. I'm glad you're out there making money, David. I just wish they'd send some of it my way. That's all. Hello, WAVA.
Hi, Zoo Boys. I wanted to tell you about the incident that turned that once and for all turned me off to Rene Poussin and the Channel 7 News. Remember back during the 1980 Olympics when the Russians played the Americans in the ice hockey?
When we won, yeah.
Yeah, well,
oh, yeah.
If you might remember, it was...
I know this story.
Should I let him continue?
Oh, this is a good story. This is a classic. This
okay.
is one of the great mistakes of all time. Go ahead, sir.
No, just I was going to say that during the game, which was being tape delayed, right, during one of their hourly news breaks, Rene Poussin was on there, and by the way, the Americans beat the Russians 4-3 or whatever it was.
ABC made this huge deal of the fact that they wouldn't reveal who won the game and that they were going to broadcast the final in delay.
Well, now, that's kind of picky, though. You're talking about something 8 years ago. I mean, watch Channel 7 tonight. I'm sure you'll pick up a lot of new mistakes, okay? Let's not dwell on their mistakes from 8 years
ago.
But
if you were sitting there getting ready for the game to come on, and before the delay, and everybody was really excited. You remember what it was like when the USA team beat the Russians, and then the news...
Oh, that's a minor league sport. I didn't follow that.
Stop it. So Renee comes on and says, yeah, the Americans win the gold. Story at 11.
Hello, WAVA.
Hi, I have an arable joke.
Okay.
What do John the Baptist and Winnie the Pooh have in common?
I don't know what.
They both have the same middle name.
The. John the Baptist, Winnie the Pooh.
Like
okay.
It.
Hello, WAVA.
Hi there. I have a great joke for you.
Well, I guess we'll take another joke, I guess.
Is it clean?
You know, would you hold on a second?
Sure.
I want to make sure it's not our phone system, that it's just us. Hold on.
I'm going to check the phone line here, see if we're having that core meltdown at the AT&T control center.
Although something tells me this morning.
Hello, WAVA.
Hi, Diana. How are you?
I'm just doing fine, thanks.
Well, I guess it's not...
Oh, there they go.
I guess it's not the phone screen.
No, here they go again. It's time to answer.
There they go. Okay, bye.
Bye.
How's Ollie? Nope. Well, we didn't get to find out how Ali Haji Sheik was. I guess there was actually nobody calling us there for a second.
But look now, you see. Now everybody's calling because you talked about it.
Hello, WAVA.
Why did the Indiana chicken cross the road?
Why?
To join the National Guard.
Hello, Power 105.
Hi, I have a joke.
Yeah?
Why did the invisible man become visible when his wife had a baby?
Why?
Because he became a parent.
He became a parent.
Yeah. Hello, WAVA.
Good morning.
Hey, you don't have a joke, do you?
Huh?
You don't have a joke, do you?
No.
Well, thank God.
Earlier, you were talking about Kim back now in the day.
Yeah.
Well, I was in the grocery store yesterday, and Kim's picture's on the cover of Welch's grapefruit juice. Welch's, get it?
That wasn't a joke, sir.
Boom!
Hello, WAVA.
I got a joke for you.
No, no more.
What is this?
Yesterday we do the feature where you're supposed to call in with your jokes and nobody calls in. Now we just want to shoot the breeze and everybody wants to call in with 1,001 jokes for kids.
Buddy back on there.
People are playing Stump the Stoop and we haven't even asked.
All right, what's your joke?
Okay, it's a clean one. What does Martin Luther King, Abe Lincoln, and George Washington all have in common?
Nice. Is this call been screened?
Yes, Dad.
All right. I just didn't think it was very funny at all.
Thanks, you moron. Maybe you'd like to call the grease man with that joke, okay?
Okay.
All right. Oh, hey, I got a message from your mother.
What's that?
I was with your mother yesterday. What did she say? She said, we were making love, and she said, oh, if my retarded son calls your radio show, don't let him tell that joke about the dead people.
Was that before or after you shaved her back?
That was after I had shaved her back. It is 7:53 at WAVA.
Mm.
Wow.
Well, those kind of jokes don't belong on any radio station.
David!
Dirty and slimy. And yucky. Good morning, Washington. I am David Haynes. News update and comment brought to you by Davis DJs. Experienced, not expensive. Dirty, slimy, that big oil spill in Chesapeake Bay happened yesterday. It's under control today, says U.S. Coast Guard. Seems a barge ran aground, sprung a leak. 160,000 gallons of oil leaked into an 18-square-mile oil slick. They're going to let that break up on its own, but the cleanup gets underway today on the thicky, gooey slick, the thick slick that's contained around the barge itself that ran aground in Chesapeake Bay. Washington, guess what place has the highest average annual pay in the USA? Not Alaska anymore. Annual wages in Alaska dropped because of the oil industry slump. So Washington, D.C. now has the highest average annual pay anywhere in the USA, $28,500. Politics, Democratic presidential candidate Michael Dukakis campaigns in industrial areas of Pittsburgh and Cleveland today. His theme, jobs you can raise a family on. Republican vice presidential candidate Dan Quayle got a rousing reception from a National Guard group he spoke to in St. Louis last night. Quayle says Dukakis has an anti-defense attitude that will weaken America. David Haynes, Burnt Toast and Coffee Time. It's now 4 before 8.
And this just in, a problem up north again, another problem southbound direction 270. It's a disabled tractor trailer in the right lane south of Goody Drive, and so traffic's going to be very, very slow going as you head down towards that spur. Expect those extra delays and keep to the left as you head that way. In the meantime, it's going to be slow going getting into Old Town because there's an accident northbound on Route 1 in the right lane at Franklin Street, so expect those delays as well. Stay over to the left for the least delay. And we do have report of an accident southbound Georgia Avenue at Norbeck Road. You'll find emergency equipment on the way to get that cleared out of there. In the meantime, it's going to be slow going. This traffic update brought to you by Jeep. With a great new Jeep Wrangler, the price of freedom has just gone down. And I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
A nice hit from Mother Nature today. Here's your fun-loving Washington weather. Sunny blue sky today. High going to be 88. Tonight, clear, star-filled heavens. Overnight low, 68. Tomorrow, sunshine. High again, 88. Sunshine, gold in the nation's capital this morning. Relative humidity, 78%. Winds out of the southwest, 7. Temperatures, Dallas, 67. BWI, 65. National, 69. 69 degrees in America's greatest city. I am David Haynes. News, update, and comment. Brought to you by Davis DJs. Experienced, not expensive. On W.
Hey, Don, Mike, that Madonna girl, would you play one of her songs for me, please?
AVA!
Don and Mike!
All kidding aside, Dave, I really am an idiot.
WAVA!
It is 7:57 at Power 105, so ask me where I'm going tonight.
Where are you going tonight?
Oh, big birthday party.
Who's?
Oh, Willis Reed, Gene Simmons, Elvis Costello, Sean Connery, and the guest of honor.
Who's that?
Regis Philbin.
Oh, wow!
Gonna have a lot of hookers there.
Everybody's looking for the perfect world. You can have everything your heart desires. The perfect boy for me is the perfect girl. And the perfect love will set the world on fire. What you gonna do when one and one are three? And a vision of the future is impossible to see. Nobody's perfect, not even the perfect fool. If you have faith, we'll be right back.
Say it. And win.
Musical-powered radio, WAVA, Arlington, Washington, 8 o'clock with your fun-loving Zoo Boys. Oh, sure, now you folks are calling.
Yeah, now because there's a little money up for grabs.
Hello, WAVA.
Morning.
Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This is Chris Pointer.
And where are you calling from, my friend?
Rockville.
From Rockville, Maryland. You don't have a joke or anything, do you?
Oh, no, not this morning.
Oh, thank God. What do you do for a living, my friend?
I'm working as a system administrator for Wilcox Construction.
So what does that mean you do?
It's a glorified name for a programmer.
A programmer.
Programmer, okay.
A programmer. Well, can you, my friend? Will you, my friend? Say it, my friend, and win, my friend.
Okay. Final morning, music all day, music power 105, WAVA.
You wear a hard hat?
No.
No, you don't wear a hard hat. Well, you won $105.
Oh, thank you.
Let me go out and buy yourself a hard hat. What are you going to do with the dough?
Oh, I don't know. Probably go out and buy some clothes for school.
Some clothes for school.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, go to the Husky section of Sears. How old are you?
20.
20. Where do you go to school?
Taylor University.
All right. Well, not Taylor Dane University.
I'll always love you.
Hey, that was pretty tight, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. Got to my friend Hungry Eyes by Eric Carmen. That's the power song this hour for money from WAVA 8:05. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we are fat.
We are white.
We are Catholic. And
we're still sick about it.
Mm-hmm. Pedro Ramirez, age 26, was arrested in Bayshore, New York, after he beat up his friend, tied him up, and set fire to his apartment.
Oh, no.
Ask me why.
Why?
The guy gave him a bad haircut.
You're kidding me.
Nope. And a Baldoyle, Ireland private school has been suffering budget problems.
Really?
They have asked students now to bring in their own toilet paper.
Well, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Just as the brouhaha over his military service is dying down, mm-hmm. Dan Quayle's past just keeps jumping up and biting him in the rear end.
Right.
A former Playboy playmate claims in the new issue of Playboy that while she was on a vacation in Florida a few years ago, Dan Quayle propositioned her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we should say, to be fair, that Dan Quayle has denied all charges, says they're all lies, and he just wants to get on with the campaign. Here are the top 10 things Dan Quayle did ask this playmate, however. He did not ask her to go to bed. He did ask her 10 her thoughts on nuclear power.
Yes, they discussed that.
9 if she had ever done any candy striping at her local hospital.
That was a brief conversation.
8 if she supported local charities. 7 if she went to church each Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
6 who she thought would win the World Series.
Right.
5 who was her favorite character on Three's Company.
They talked about that.
He asked her all this stuff. 4 who's the greatest heavyweight of all time. 3 her thoughts on world hunger.
Yeah.
2 her thoughts on the Star Wars defense plan.
Of course he asked her.
They didn't talk about fooling around, but the number one thing Dan Quayle did ask the Playboy playmate about.
1
if she thought he would do well to get behind Bush. George Bush.
Thursday weather.
Yeah, that's all they talked about.
Sunshine today with a high 88. We're something flimsy gals. Fair tonight with an overnight low 68.
Thursday weather.
And sunny tomorrow, high 88. 68 right now. And if we could open up our phones for a second without any jokes at all.
Folks, if we want jokes, the feature is called Stump the Stew, okay? Otherwise, forget it.
Do you think that they're giving Dan Quayle too hard of a time? Now, you know me. I'm a card-carrying Democrat. Mm-hmm. We've been called in Goodman's office and yelled at because we've been giving it to the Bushes.
Right.
But even I think, hey, enough is enough.
Okay.
I mean, they're hiding out in this guy's house. They have a porta potty set up there.
I disagree with you there because I think it just comes with the territory, especially when you're an absolute, complete unknown. And I think it's what you should expect. I mean, everybody else, the vice president gets it, the president gets it. It just comes with the territory. The fact that he lives where he does, that's just my opinion. They hang out there because he doesn't have...
But this is just a new recent phenomenon. Mm-hmm. I mean, as little as 10 years ago, we didn't have reporters hiding and trying to find out any little nudge of information about a guy. I mean, so if he had lunch with a Playboy playmate...
Right.
So what? And if he said to her, if he even happened to say to her, hey, I'd like to get a roll in the hay with you.
Mm-hmm.
So what? You could tell me that most guys haven't said that to a woman at some point in their lives, even somebody like Ronald Reagan possibly said something like that?
You know,
so what?
They were talking about it on the news last night, and they were going back over what has really caused this phenomenon, and it's you go back to Gary Hart, you go back to the Senator Eagleton mental health issue with George McGovern, and there are lots of incidents.
It's just that they don't have enough time to fill on the local news, I think, is what it is. They have 2 hours a night to fill, and...
Tweedledee and Tweedledum, who make the decisions in the news departments, go, well, we got to fill. Why don't we follow Dan Quayle around? I mean, like, it's not they don't want to cover Dan Quayle's career.
Right.
They just want to, you know, it's like a game with the media to see who they can sink down. You know, they're going to put another notch in their belt.
Sure.
With Gary Hart and now Dan Quayle.
You know, the main thing I disagree with, though,
and I'm not for Dan Quayle,
is people that say that it's because he's a Republican candidate that they're doing this. That's really not true, because they did the same thing with Geraldine Ferraro when she had all the controversy with her candidacy. And it's just, I think when you're going to be Vice President of the United States and possibly President of the United States, it comes with the territory.
All right, well, let's see what the listeners have to say, Mike. Hello, WAVA. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi, what do you think?
I think that that's specifically why Bush picked him, is because of the controversy. It's enough to get his name in the papers, but not enough to have people against him.
So you think he wanted?
You think
what?
George Bush knew that all this was going to come out?
Yeah, I think they researched him better than any TV guys could.
You know, so I'm sure George Bush
know more than the reporters do.
Sure, he sat down.
So George wanted this all to happen.
Yeah, you know, get his name in the papers because he was really behind in the.
All right, now here's the way I see it. First, they're going to attack you about the National Guard thing. Then, as soon as that dies down, we'll pull that Playboy thing out.
Yeah,
let me see.
Then you get his name in the papers until he's ahead in the polls.
Okay, then you talked your way into law school. Okay, hey, that's great. Okay, pick this guy.
Hello, WAVA.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I think Dan Quayle's a fine person, and he's a great guy. And if anybody really knows him, he's just a good guy from Indiana that likes to play golf. That's about it.
So okay, you think is that they've done enough?